Boca Tub, and welcome back to another and our ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now at the end of our first week of the study of Masachet Ketubot and Daf Zayin Amud Bet. And Yitz Hashem, in this podcast, we will complete the Sugya of Birchat Chatanim and thus be ready to begin a very central Sugya in the first parak, the Sugya of Petach Patuach, which will be the beginning of the next podcast. We, in the meantime, are on Daf Zayin Amud Bet. At the near the about two thirds of the way down, Tana Rabbana, Mivrachim Bechat Chatanim Beveit Chatanim, Yom Raf Beveit Erusin Mivrachin Ota. So we don't yet know what Bechat Chatanim and Bechat Erusin are. We'll find out soon, but it's pretty clear that Bechat Chatanim is a bracha said at the time of marriage, and so the Brita says that you say Bechat Chatanim in the Beit Chatanim. Beit Chatanim would be the place where the wedding feast is taking place. Yehuda says that Berachat Chatanim is said even Beit HaErusin, which is like the father's house, or a special place that was set aside to celebrate the Erusin, which could have been as much as a year before the Nisuin. Amar Abaye explains what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Uvi Yehuda Shana, that's talking about only in the Erev Yehudav. Neshim Yitachedima, as we will see several times in the Masachet, in Eretz Yehuda, in the south, in the Erev Yerushalayim, there was a custom that once a couple became betrothed, they would give them some time in solitude, which means that it was possible they would consummate the marriage. And therefore, in order to put that under the umbrella of the protection of Berachat Chatanim, they would say Berachat Chatanim there. Tanidach, we have a brayta that supports this. V'rachim Berachat Chatanim, Berachat Chatanim, Berachat Erusin, Berachat Erusin. Good. Now, Berachat Erusin, Ma'am Avarech. So now we are analyze. What is Berachat HaErusin? Ravin Bar Avada, Ravin Bar Avada, Sinavayo Mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda Amri. So we have a tradition in Rabbi Yehuda that the Berachat HaErusin is Berachat HaShem Baruch Olam, Shelisham Slav Tzivano Al HaArayot. God commanded us regarding the prohibitions of Arayot, V'asar Lanu Et HaRusot, and prohibited Arusot to us, V'hitir Lanu Et HaMesuot, L'Yedei Chuba V'Kiddushin, but permitted those who are nesuot to us through chuppah v'kiddushin to have relations with them, and that's the end of the bracha. So there was another version, also the name of it, Rav Yehuda, that there is a chatima, a concluding formula to the bracha, bracha Hashem v'kadesh Yisrael v'chuppah v'kiddushin, which is exactly what we practice. Now, mandalo chatim, the first version that did not claim that Rav Yehuda had a chatima, said, this bracha is just like bracha to mitzvot, bracha to perot, one-line bracha, single-theme bracha, that don't require chatimah. And the one who claims that there really was a chatimah, because it's like brachat kiddush. A brachat kiddush, first of all, is similar in that there are several themes, just like here you talk about what's mutar and what's asur, as opposed to just saying word priyayitz or the second point is that since perhaps what they're suggesting is that since Bracha mentions Kedushat Yisrael, just like Kiddush, Hashem is Mekadesh us, so Hashem is Mekadesh us here, and therefore it should follow that pattern and have the Chatima, just like we say Mekadesh HaShabbat, so it's Mekadesh Yisrael, Dechupah Kiddush. Good. That's as far as the Nusach goes. Tan Rabbanan, Rechain Mechat Chatanim Asara Kol Shiva. So this Brita says that for all 7 days, we make Berachat Chatanim with a minyan. Amar Rav Yehuda, v'hu shebal panim chalashot. Rav Yehuda says that is only if, and we'll see an explication of this a little later on, only if there are panim chalashot, new faces, which means, evidently, people who have not yet been part of the wedding celebration show up later, then you make Berachat Chatanim again. Amay mevarech, what is Berachat Chatanim? Amar Rav Yehuda, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. Shehakol bara lichvodo. That's the first bracha. And then v'yotzer adam, meaning baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, yotzer adam. And then baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, yotzer adam, v'tzalmo v'tzalmo t'vutam v'nav t'chilam v'nirbidyan adiyad baruch atah Hashem yotzer adam. Now, let's clarify that first bracha, shehakol, now notice we always refer to this as shehar brachot. There are going to be only six brachot here, because besides those six, there's also v'chad borek v'agafen, which they don't mention, but which we understand is part of the scheme. And as such, we'll be dealing with six and then the possibility of five. So the first of these brachot is Shakol Bara Lechvado, everything was created for God's glory. The next one is that God created man. And then the third one, which is a longer bracha, necessitating the concluding formula, is Asher Tzad Adam Tzalmo, B'Slamzut Tzalmito, God created man in his image. He created from him an everlasting building, which is the relationship between man and woman. The next bracha is Sos Tassis V'Tagel HaAkara. He was by now the Tocha B'Simcha, the Akara, the barren one, which is a reference to Yerushalayim, who rejoiced when all of her children are gathered to her. Baruch Ata Hashem Mesameach Tzion B'Vaneha. I could share many drashot on these brachot, but this is not the proper form for that. Baruch Ata Hashem Mesameach Tzion B'Vaneha. Hashem makes Tzion elate with her children. And Sameach Tzamach Re'im Ha'ahuvim, the beloved friend should rejoice. See Rashi there for interesting comment on who the friends are. Just like your creator elated you in Gan Eden, the first couple, Baruch Hashem, Sameach Chatan V'Chala, meaning Hashem elates the Chatan and Kala. And then, Baruch Hashem, Chalam, Asher Baras, Asom, Simcha, Chatan, Chala, Gila, Rina, Didav, Tzav, Chiba, Mavri, Achva, Shalom, Bereut. We thank God for being created, rejoicing, and the bride, and the groom, and all the different forms of happiness. And quote from Yibiyahu, Kol Sason, Kol Simcha, Kol Chatan, Kol Chala, soon should be heard throughout the outskirts of through the cities of Judea and the outskirts of Yerushalayim, the voice of rejoicing and a bride and a groom. Kol Mitzalot Chatanim Mechupatam Unarim Mishtei Nigiatam. Baruch Hashem Asameach Chatan Im Hakala. This is the Chatimah is different. Here it's not he who relates the Chatan and Kala, but he relates the Chatan with the Kala, which means he causes the Chatan to relate with the Kala. Good. Those are the brachot. Now, Levi was a student of Rebbe. Ikla Levi Rebbe behilulad Rabbi Shimon Berei. So Levi was at Rebbe's son's wedding, Shimon Berei, and they asked him to make the bracha, Barich Chamesh. He only made five of these brachot. Ravasi ikla v'ravashi behilulad Yimar Berei, Barich Shit. And here we have a story of Ravasi, much later on, coming to Ravashi's celebration of his own son, Mar Ravashi. This is not the usual Ravasi that we're familiar with. It's much later Ravasi. And he made six brachot. Now, Lema Mahakami Palgi, we might conjecture that there are disagreements about whether you make five or six. Of course, that depends on which one the lady leave out. But perhaps that the dispute is as follows. Mar Sabrachada Yitzira Havai, that Levi believed that there was only one creation, and therefore there's no room to say two brachot Yitzira Adam. Mar Sabrachada Yitzira Havai, that there were two different creations, meaning that first there was man and woman. Lo, the Chuli Amachada Yitzira Havai. Everybody agrees there is one creation. Mar Sabrata Machshava Aslinu, Mar Sabrata Maase Aslinu. The question is whether we follow God's original intent, Machshava, or whether we follow the practical way it happened. What does that mean? Yad Rav Yehuda Rami, Rav Yehuda literally threw, meaning he identified a contradiction and threw two psukim at each other. Ativ, Ivray, Elohim, Ata Adam, Etzalmo. It says he created man in his image, meaning singular, one person. Ativ, Zachar, Nekeva, Bara'am. It says he created them, male and female, as if there are two. Haketzad, Itchila, Alav, Machshava, Devorotam, Devorot, Shnai. That the last second pasuk is what God intended. God intended to create them separately. In the end, they're created as described in the first chapter of Bereshit as one person. So therefore, if we follow intent, then there should be two different brachot yotzer adam because the intent was to make two different creatures, male and female. If we follow the practical way it played out, then there's only room for one, and that would be Levi's approach. Now, Ravashi equal the Vera of Kahana. Ravashi came to Rav Kahana's house. There was a wedding going on. Yom HaKami Baruch Gula. The first day, he made all the brachot. Mikan Va'elech. After the first day, and now we're going to get into the Panim Chadashot. Yika Panim Chadashot Baruch Gula. If there was anybody new who had not been at the celebration yet, he would make all the brachot. V'ilo HaFushir Simcha Ba'almu. If not, then they're just having more Simcha. So Mavarech Shasimcha Mono Asher Baras. So you say the special invocation. Shasimcha B'mono. During the beginning of Berkat HaMazon, or the introduction of Berkat HaMazon, and the last bracha Asher Bara, and that's it. Now, Mishiva B'ad Shloshim, that was for the first week. Mishiva B'ad Shloshim, after the first week, for the next 30 days, evidently they would celebrate a wedding, as you will see, for up to a year in different forms. So Mishiva B'ad Shloshim, after the 7 days are up, until the month is up, and this evokes, of course, the periods of mourning also in a sort of inverse, in an inverted parallel, as it were. When, whether or not the people came and said, we're coming to celebrate with you, or they didn't say that, if there's anybody that's there with the Chatan and Kala, when you bench, you say, for all 30 days, regardless of why they came. After that, if they say, we're coming to celebrate with you, you still say it even after 30 days. Notice, by the way, after 7 days, any of the brachot have fallen out. So the question of whether you add into the zimun, shasimcha b'mono, that their true rejoicing is in God's place. Now, so you didn't give me an end time. Meaning, let's say that the people come to celebrate. How much later, after the wedding, can you still say shasimcha b'mono, or is it forever? 12 months, meaning a year. Good, very nice. And when is the earliest you could say Shar Brachot? Meaning, they didn't do things as we do it now, where you would have a chuppah, and after the chuppah there was a dinner, and clearly that dinner, everybody who was there to celebrate with them. Rather, people would be coming, and they would be eating during the times that the couple would now be starting to get together, and they would be coming around, and whatever celebrations were going on. So at what point how early could the Brachot be said? What point in the process, in the proceedings? The minute they put the barley in the soak, meaning the minute the food is getting prepared for the feast. Amy, is that true? Our papa himself, he himself was preparing his own son's wedding. He made brachat chatanin already from the time of erusin. Shana papa, however, papa was different because people bothered and prepared for him. So everything was ready. He didn't have to do anything after they were sitting. He can go straight to the Nisuin, just as we do. Ravina Yasak le libre be Rav Chaviva. Ravina was taking care of his own son's wedding and helping him in Rav Chaviva's house. Varech Mishat Erusin. He also said the Birchat Chatanim at the moment of Erusin. Amar Kimli begavayut lo hadiruhu. I am so sure that the other family is not going to change their mind. Nobody's going to change their mind. This wedding is going to go through. Which, by the way, seems to indicate that Birchat Chatanim should really be said as soon as there is a marriage. But since after Erusin things may not happen, there may be a get, therefore you don't make it till then, as we say, Mashe Batuach Batuach, Ravina said, Ani Batuach. And what happened? Don't be too sure. Lo Yistai Meltav HaDiruhu. Things didn't work out well. The other family changed their mind. The young couple changed their mind. And they didn't get married. Of Tachlifa Bar Marava, he was married to Israel. Equal to Bava. He came to Bava. Baruch Shit Arichta. He made the six brachot, but he added all sorts of things to them, meaning he added his own words and expanded the brachot beyond the text that we have. And we do not accept that practice. We say that's not the halacha, you must stick to the text. Rav Chaviva Ikla Levei Mahula. There's a story that Rav Chaviva came to a celebration of Brit Milah. Baruch Shasim Chabimono. They asked him to bench, and he said Shasim Chabimono. And that is also not the halacha. Why? Because after all, the kid is crying. People are upset. The kid is in pain. Therefore, you don't say shasim chabimono. That, of course, is the source of the machloka between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. But whether or not you make shachianu, like the Rambam says you do, or you don't make shachianu, like Rabbeinu Tam, at a brit milah, minhag Yisrael to make shachianu, the minhag Ashkenazim chutz laretz is not to. Good. Amar Nachman Amar Av Chatanim Min HaMinyan Vein Avelim Min HaMinyan. So now, as far as who counts towards this minyan, you need for Birchat Chatanim. So Rav said that Chatanim count for their minyan. Avelim do not count for their minyan. We'll see what that means. And there's nothing to do with the minyan that's davening in the Avel's house. Certainly, the Avel counts for that. May today we have a challenge. Chatanim Avelim Min HaMinyan. So a brayta that says that avelim do count. That's not very powerful to bring a brayta as a challenge against Rav. Rav Tanahu Pali. Rav, even though he was considered to be the earliest of the Amoraim, he was a prize student of Rebbe, and he has the status of being a Tana, and he can disagree with the brayta. He's a pre-canonization, if you will. So you know, Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yochanan chatanim min haminyan vein avelim min haminyan. So now Rav Yochanan also said that chatanim do not count towards the minyan, and Rav Yochanan does not have the status of a tana. So how can Rav Yochanan disagree with the Braita? Now the only way to answer it is to resolve it and say the Braita is speaking about one bracha and Rav Yochanan is speaking about a different one. Ketanya hi rachat hamazon. When do we say that avelim count for the minyan? That's for brachat hamazon that's said in the Avel's house. The Avel's one of the ten. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the shura. What's the shura? That is when the Avel finishes burying his dead and he leaves the cemetery, they make a row. This is our practice. They make two rows and he walks in between the rows. So do I have a minyan for that? So he doesn't count. Of course he doesn't count because he's not part of the rows. He's the one walking in between. Well, but can Rabbi Yochanan be referring to the shura? Rabbi Yochanan, v'achim rachat chatidim v'asura v'chatidim v'aminyan. Rabbi Yochanan expanded the earlier statement, said, we say birchat chatanim, and you need a minyan, and chatanim count. You say birchat avidim, and you need a minyan, and avidim do not count. We'll see what birchat avidim is, something we don't practice anymore. But that cannot be referring to the shura, because bracha v'shura mi'ika, there is no bracha said in the shura. Ela kikam Rabbi Yochanan berchava, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the rechava. The rechava is the place outside the plaza, where they would come before going into the house and say a special bracha about avilut. He said, for that, the avilim don't count. So that same statement we just used a minute ago, you're saying that you say brachat avilim all 7 days and avilim don't count, but there is not brachat rechava all 7 days. Brachat rechava is just on the day you come back from the cemetery. The answer is Mishkachavah Panim Chadashot. Oh, Panim Chadashot also counts for Avilut. That if a new person comes who has not yet comforted the mourner, they do Brachat Rechava again. And here we have a story to support that. Kiyadu Rav Chiya Bar Abba Makri Banei de Rish Lakish Ave. Particularly Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who was the Tanakh teacher of Rish Lakish's kids. Rami Amatni Berei de Rish Lakish Ave. He might have been the Mishnah teacher, the Mishnah tutor of his kids. Shachiv Leyenuka. So he had a child die. Yomer Kamalo Azal Gaber, Rav Shlokish didn't come to him the first day. Machar Davri Lihuda Bar Nachmani Miturgamani. The next day, Rav Shlokish took his Miturgamani, his loudspeaker. Amar Le Kum Eima Milta Kokalo Yunuka. I'm going to get up and say something about this child. Tachvi Amar, Ayadunai Vayin Atsmi Kamas Vanagunotah. God got up and was angry and acted angry because he was the angry because of the anger of his sons and daughters. What does that mean? Dor Shavot Minatsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a generation where the avot curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koleis al b'neim v'avonotem v'etim k'shem tanim. God takes it out on their children and they die when they're young. That's one version. V'ikad da'amri b'chor haveh. According to the other version, the child who died was a young man, not a child, not a baby. V'achik amrelein. This is the pasuk he said. Alken ha'bachorav lo yismach Adonai v'etitumav v'avonotav lo yirachem. This is in the Nevuah Tochacha of Yeshayahu. God will not rejoice over the young men, and will not have compassion for their orphans and widows. Because everyone is doing evil and flattery, and every mouth is speaking disgusting things. His anger is not yet returned. His hand is still outstretched. What does that mean? What do you mean his hand is still outstretched? It's a side piece. Everyone understands what's going to happen to a wedding bed. But somebody who still opens his mouth and makes his mouth disgusted by saying that, even if he has a gzar din of 7 years in his favor, meaning God's hand is outstretched against people who say inappropriate things, who speak about things that perhaps everybody knows about, but still shouldn't say it. That's the end of the pasuk. He quoted this pasuk. So now the question is, in either version, whether the kid was a baby and he quoted the pasuk from Dvarim, or the kid was a young man and he quoted the pasuk from Yeshayahu, what he was saying was that HaKadosh Baruch was taking out his anger on these kids. So Ata l'nachume, Tzurik Mitzarele, he came to comfort him, and now he's upsetting him? What he was trying to say was, you are such an important person, that if the generation is sinning, God takes it out on you, as if you're that demonstrates your significance. Amarle, and then he said, Kum Ema Milta Kenegashishchor Shalakodesh Baruch. So now that you've said something about the child who died, say something, praise for HaKadosh Baruch. Padachi Amar, Shalakodesh said, Ha'el HaGadol, Barov Gudlo, God in His greatness, Adir Chazak Barov Naraot, powerful in His great awe, Chaimetim Ma'amaro, He brings the dead to life with His word, Sent Gotan and Cheker, does great things beyond comprehension, Niflaot Adin Yispar, wonders beyond counting, beyond recalling, Barat Hashem Chaimetim. Amarikum Eimu Milta Kineger Avilim. So now I'll get up and say something about Avilim. Atach Vimar. It's to comfort them. Our brothers who are suffering, terribly depressed because of this evil. Look at this and investigate it. This thing of death. So somebody stands for it. It's a path since creation. Many people have drunk from mourning, meaning many people have suffered from this, but many people will suffer this. Just like they did, so we will. He who comforts should comfort you, blessed he who comforts the mourners. Now, parenthetically, what is this whole story coming here to tell us? Simply, the Rish Lakish did not come on the first day. And so when he came on the second day, that was considered Panim Chadashot, and they again kind of reenact as if the first day. So you see, there could be Rechava all 7 days. So not to lose the flow, Amar Baye. But being Shatu Lema in Rish Lakish, it was appropriate to say many people have drunk from the waters, many people have mourned. But being Shatu Lema, he should not have said many will drink. Mishtei Shonim Lema, to say that the early people, they're drinking. Mishtei Achonim Lema, but the drinking of the latter ones, meaning that in the future there will also be death. He shouldn't say that. Why? It's himself. You should never open your mouth to Satan. Don't invite trouble. Rabbi Yosef, my cry. What's the pasuk? The people of Shalom say to Yeshayahu, we're almost like the people of stone. And what's the next pasuk? She would rather like see next stone. He addresses them as the people of stone. In other words, when you say, you know what, I feel like I'm so terrible, I'm somebody like stone. You open your mouth, and suddenly people regard you that way. So Amalekum Eimu Milta Kenei Nachamei Avelu. So now you've said something about the child. You've said something about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You've said something about Nichum Avelu. Now say something about Menachamei Avelu, the people who come to comfort. You who do acts of kindness, the children of people who do acts of kindness, who continue the breed of Avram Avinu. Take a look at the last pasuk on the page. That is what God is convinced about the greatness of Abraham. That He's going to command His children to follow Derech Hashem. Achenu Baal Hagmul Yishalem Lachem Gmulchem. He who pays back should pay you back for your good deed. Parhatam Yishalem Hagmul. Malaykum Eimam Milta Kenegim Kol Yisrael. Now say something for all of Am Yisrael. Patach Yemar Ribon Al Alavim. Save us, Malait, Hoshem, Chai Yisrael, Minadever, Chevron, Abizah, save us from all of these terrible things, from plagues, and from warfare, and from being plundered, Mishafon, and Erekon, from plant disease, from the front of Shalom, Lot, Lalan, Termi Krav, Atatanem, Atashem, Otzer, Magifah, blessed are you who stops the plagues. To ask Hashem. So that's the story of Rish Lakish. Amr Ula, Ramin, Amat Nitatana, Asarako, Sotignu, Chachamim, Veta, Evel. Is a sugi also in Brachot, that they established 10 cups of wine to be drunk at Beit Ha'Evel. Shakur Machila, first of all, three before you eat, and if talk about Me'av, so people should be able to eat it, opens up the appetite. Shabbatoch Achila, three during the meal, Kadeli Shrot Achila Shmeya, in order to soak up the food. Ba'al Acha Achila, and then four after the meal. Chag Kineged Azan, Chag Kineged Berachat Arz, Chag Kineged Yerushalayim, Chag Kineged Tov Meitim. One corresponding to each of the four Brachot of Berachat Hamazon. They added four more. Chad Keneged Chazanei Ha'ir, Chad Keneged Parnasei Ha'ir, different leaders in the city, Chad Keneged Beit HaMikdash, Chad Keneged Raman Gamliel. One special Raman Gamliel, we'll see why. Chilu Ha'yu Shotim Mishtakrin. By that time, they had 14 cups of wine, already people were starting to get drunk. Zero Devar Yoshna, they pulled it back to 10. Now, Raman Gamliel, what's the story of Raman Gamliel? Why does he get such favor here? Especially at a house of an Avel, the Tanya Rishonai Tahu Satamin Kashali Korov, you're talking about Mitato. It used to be that everybody would outdo each other in the expense used at a funeral, so the poor people were so embarrassed that the death of a beloved one was not as bad as burying him. And what would happen? Actually, they would leave a dead body and they'd run away. Adron Gamliel ben Hakalut Batzor. Gamliel, the head of the Sanhedrin, a very wealthy man, he commanded that he be treated with tremendous lack of, not exactly lack of dignity, but very simplicity. So Yehu b'chleif yishtar, and they took him out in simple white linen. And Agu kol ha-macharav l'tziv b'chleif yishtar, and now everybody wore a simple white linen, and then everybody could bury their dead. Papa ba'ina na'ugala b'afilu b'tzara b'arzuzah. Today people even use something that's only worth a zuz. In other words, the simplest sort of thing. And that brings us to the end of Berchat Chatanim, the associated Agadah, the drashot of Rosh Lakish at the house of the Evel, the halacha of the Asarah Kosot. And Rosh Hashem, in the next podcast, we will pick this up and start at the very, very bottom of Daf Chet Amud Bet, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Omer Petach Patuach, Lehitraot. Very much have a wonderful day.